Hi, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Avion. How may I help you?
Hi, I was just calling up to find out what kind of scam I just got myself into.
Can I have your zip code?
03034.
First and last name.
Christine with a CH, Pietrantonio, PIETRANTONIO.
Thank you. I see an account match your name. Could you verify your address?
72 Flint Road, Candian, New Hampshire, 03034.
I see an account match your name. It was for a contest for our Feast Treat Meal Planner app. It focuses on how to use real food to cut sugar and carb cravings. I can offer you $20 off.
No, it was for me winning a mixer.
Yes, ma'am. So in order to be entered into that contest, you do have to pay for the subscription as well. So that's where that charge came from.
Okay. Well, I'm not interested because that's what I'm talking about as far as the scam goes. That's not anything that was said there. I opened up the box. The box had the mixer in it. I was supposed to pay $2.95 or something like that for shipping, and that's why I'm calling to cancel.
Okay, so I can get that
So that's a
canceled for
scam.
you.
Yeah, thank you. That's a total scam.
Yes, ma'am. So I got everything canceled. You won't be billed any future charges. Let's see. Give me one second. I can also process a refund, but there was a $5 setup fee for the charges. I do apologize about that. So it'll
I didn't
be.
authorize. I didn't authorize that. I only authorized a 295. I didn't
Yes, ma'am.
authorize any other fees.
Yes, ma'am. So it'll. I can
Okay.
process a refund, but it'll be for $54.97.
Why is it for 54.97?
Because when you first enter into the contest, there's a setup fee. And they automatically take that out, so I can only process a refund for $54.97 instead of
No,
$59.
I only authorized $2.95. That's what I authorized when I gave my card. That is exactly all I authorized. I didn't authorize $54, $59, or anything else. I authorized for $2.90. Shipping and handling, I'm supposed to get this thing that I want out of the box that I picked. Now,
Yes, ma'am.
yeah, so this better get cleared up real fast.
So I got the account canceled. You won't be billed again, and I can process the refund for $54.97.
I want my full refund.
All right, so I can't process a full refund. It was stated in our terms and conditions. I have to charge the
No,
$5 setup fee.
there was no terms and conditions when I hit that button. None.
Well,
And
I do apologize, ma'am.
I can pull it right back up right now and go through the whole thing. There are no terms, no conditions until after I hit the button to pay for the $2.90 something cents shipping for something that I'm not even getting. That you say I won.
Yes, ma'am. Well, again, I apologize. All I can do is the $54.97.
Okay, who else do you have that I can speak to?
So it is our company policy, ma'am. It's what they stated. You have to charge the $5 setup fee.
You will be hearing, this company will be hearing from me, from my lawyer. You just stole $5 from me. You will be hearing from me.
Yes, ma'am.
You go ahead and set up whatever you get to set up, because this only helps me to come after you. This is a fraud and a scam. You know it and I know it.
Okay. So I can speak with my supervisor for you. Just give me one second. Let me put you on a brief.
Yeah, call. You best do that. Because I'm telling you right now, you are not going to scam $5 off of me or anybody else.
So I did speak with my supervisor, ma'am. I was able to waive the fee. You should see that back into your account within 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, it better show up the way I'm saying, because I'm telling you right now, okay, I will come after you. I will come after this company. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.